XE News. I'm Megan Buffington with the Up North Report. A housing complex in Hermantown exploded Saturday evening, killing two residents. Six fire departments helped put out the resulting fire in a six-unit building in Green Acres Townhomes near the Duluth Airport. Other buildings were damaged in the explosion and were evacuated. A majority of the residents were able to return to their homes within hours. 89-year-old Gail Nelson and 88-year-old Joan Wisneski died. Northern News Now reports Duluth mail carrier and Meadowlands resident Misty Newman saw the explosion while driving home. She drove to the site and rescued two residents before responders arrived. The Minnesota State Fire Marshal is investigating the cause of the explosion. A rural Cass Lake couple have died after a train crashed into their car Friday morning. The Burlington Northern Santa Fe train conductor reported the crash just before 10 a.m. The Hubbard County Sheriff's Office says the train struck the vehicle at the County Road 101 crossing in Farden Township, about 4 miles west of Cass Lake. 61-year-old Douglas Stewart was stopped at the stop sign for the crossing, and as the train approached, he crossed the tracks. His 42-year-old wife, Tiffany, was a passenger. They were both pronounced dead at the scene. The Sheriff's Office is investigating the incident. A federal judge denied a preliminary injunction to pause the Department of Homeland Security's Operation Metro Surge in the Twin Cities. Larissa Donovan has been following the case and has more.
As attorneys for Minnesota, Minneapolis, and St. Paul claim the surge is violating the state's rights, representatives from the U.S. Attorney's Office maintain that the surge is necessary due to sanctuary policies, and stopping the surge would impede its efforts to enforce federal immigration law. In her denial, U.S. District Court Judge Kate Menendez said the case wasn't likely to succeed, citing the reversal of her previous injunction, which sought to curtail how immigration and customs enforcement interacted with observers and protesters. In that reversal, the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled the injunction imposed, quote, significant harm on the government. Despite the ruling, Menendez stated the surge, quote, will likely continue to have profound and even heartbreaking consequences for Minnesotans. Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison states in a news release that while he is disappointed in the order, he is continuing the lawsuit on behalf of the state and its citizens. In a social media post, U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi wrote that the ruling was a, quote, huge win, and that neither sanctuary policies nor meritless litigation will stop the Trump administration from enforcing federal law in Minnesota. Larissa Donovan, KAXE News.
Minnesota's Republican congressional delegation introduced legislation Monday that aims to compel the state to give voter data to the federal government. The Minnesota Voter Integrity Act of 2026 prohibits the state from receiving federal election assistance funds until the Secretary of State shares records requested by the Department of Justice. The DOJ is demanding records related to same-day voter registration and internet data the office collects when voters register online. The DOJ says it needs the data to confirm Minnesota is complying with federal voting laws. But Secretary of State Steve Simon has previously said the federal government does not have the authority to obtain this private data. He points to dozens of other states that have declined similar requests. Retiring Senator Tina Smith endorsed Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan in the race to fill her Senate seat. Flanagan and Congresswoman Angie Craig are both vying for the Democratic nomination. The names thrown around by both campaigns show the reach and intensity of the race. Craig's campaign website details endorsements from local leaders, party officials, national politicians, and labor organizations, from House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries to Crow Wing County DFLer Denise Slipey. While Flanagan's supporters include Senator Bernie Sanders, dozens of state representatives, and now Smith. The endorsement comes at a key moment, with party members set to share their thoughts on the nomination at caucus meetings Tuesday. Their opinions will help indicate the party's appetite for progressives versus centrists ahead of the midterms. That's it for the Up North Report. Find more of our stories and photos at KAXE.org, where you can also find content from our music, phonology, and morning show teams. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Megan Buffington, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report is sponsored by Woodland Bank, with locations in Grand Rapids, Cohasset, Hill City, and Deer River, dedicated to serving the financial needs of the community and their customers. More info at woodland.bank.